So it's different in different parts of the country, because you have to go by the plain language of the 1996 Telecommunications Act when you're dealing with preemption law. We are a federation. We're seeing it right now, right? You say Trump's up there saying, I'm going to tell you when to reopen the country after COVID-19, and all those governors are pushing back and saying, no, you're not. You don't have authority over us for that. That's our duty. And he backed down. We are a federation of states. The states gave some decisions to the federal government, but not that many, and certainly not all. And who recognized this? This is the important part, that beyond COVID-19 issues, if you go back to the Telecommunications Act, that was a Supreme Court decision in 2005. It was Abrams versus Palo Verdes. And they weighed in, and they absolutely confirmed that this is a cooperative federalism here. This is not a top-down deal. This is, we're the federal government, we do want a nationwide wireless network, and we do want there to be competition, but we don't want to take away local control. So we're going to claim a few things for preemption right here, very plainly stated in the citing clause, and then we're going to leave the rest to the states and the local governments. Then the states get to pass some laws, maybe through their Public Utilities Commission, and whatever they don't claim then is picked up by the locals. So the key thing is to understand which things are preempted at the federal level and which things are not. And things that are not specifically preempted belong to either state or local. Take a look at your state laws. Hey, if it's not specifically stated in your state laws, well, then you know for sure it falls to the local city councils. There you go. The local city councils have a lot of this, a whole lot of this. They just aren't aware of it. They've been told a story and a myth by the wireless industry that tells them this is a top-down deal. This is all there is. Well, it's just not true.
Yeah, so I did read
hard
that.
To figure out when you really look at the laws.
I did read that if the federal doesn't claim it and the state doesn't claim it, the locals have it.
You got it. And here it is. I'll give. It's a very simple paragraph, and this is Justice Breyer. With whom Justice O'Connor, Souter, and Ginsburg concurred, and they are affirming Scalia's opinion. And this is in 2005. It's right here on a page called scientistsforwiretech.com/compare. And I just quote it from. But they say this. They say, Congress initially considered a single national solution, namely an FCC wireless tower siting policy that would preempt state and local authority, and they reference a conference report. We'll go there next. Then they say, but Congress ultimately rejected the national approach and substituted a system based on cooperative federalism.
They use
state
those words?
Authorities would remain free to make siting decisions. They would do so, however, subject to minimum federal standards.
Is that a quote, Paul?
That's a quote.
Okay.
So that's the whole point, is that they themselves referred to the conference report in their decision. That's great. That means you get to rely on the same conference report when you go forward to talk to your local city councils, because in that conference report, there is some other great language in there. You won't believe the quote I'm about to read to you now. This is right out of the conference report. What is a conference report? It is what happens when you have a House version of a bill and you have a Senate version of a bill, and the two differ. And the idea is to get one bill that the president's willing to sign. So you do a whole bunch of negotiating and horse trading and changing and all the rest in order to get to that final bill and then have the president sign it. Well, the conference report is what is then written to explain the intent of the legislators before they've produced the final bill. Why did we change from this national approach to one that gave control back to the locals? What was the intent behind that? That's the beauty of the conference report. And when you read a conference report, you always look for the words intent or intend, because that clearly states it. And then there's no confusion. We know what the initial intent of the law was, and the congressional intent is exactly what you need to set aside probably 75% of the FCC regulations, right? Because the FCC has been in the business of oversight for 24 years. They've been claiming stuff well beyond the scope of the 1996 Telecommunications Act for a long, long time. You don't have to go along with it. You just go back to, what does the law say? What was the intent of the law? And is this regulation consistent with what the law says and what the intent of the law was? And if it's not, you don't have to follow it. And if they want to argue in court, great, let's go to court. Let's show you what it's all about. They're not going to win on those issues.
Doug, your comments?
Conference report.
Your comments, Doug?
No, I don't have any comment. You know, I think Paul's right. Every municipality is different. Every state is different. Everybody has different options depending on where they live and how, to what degree they want to pursue this in court. I think they need to look at, their state statutes and their, the court decisions that may affect them and make their decisions about avenue they want to pursue.
Yeah, it's a very local decision. That's the hardest part here, is that people kind of want to, they reach out to you from across the country and they go, what are we going to do? And it's completely dependent on, well, which laws are passed in your area? I mean, what's up? What do you have to deal with? And they go, well, I don't know. And then you have to go, go read your laws first. That's the first thing you got to do. Because, the people in New Mexico are more constrained than the people in Southern California. That's just the way it is, because of the way the laws have been written so far. But I do want to, let me give this paragraph, because this is amazing that they actually put this in. Here I am in the conference report, and they say, the conferees also intend that we will provide localities with the flexibility to treat wireless facilities that create different visual, aesthetic, or safety concerns differently to the extent permitted under generally applicable zoning requirements. That's a really important term. That means we're deferring to your local zoning requirements. Then it goes on. Even if those facilities provide functionally equivalent services. That wasn't clear enough, so they gave you an example. They say, quote, for example, the conferees, that's our legislators, do not intend that if a state or local government grants a permit in a commercial district, it must also grant a permit for a competitor's 50-foot tower in a residential district, end quote. It is not the intent of the 1996 Telecommunications Act to put small cells in neighborhoods. That was never the intent of the act. I would take that to the bank.
To be fair, small cells didn't exist back then, right?
Correct. Doesn't matter. This is the intent of the act. They envisioned a possibility of a 50-foot tower back then, and they said, back then, it is not our intent to put 50-foot towers in a residential district. And you know how this stands? This stands until you actually change the act. We have laws from 1996. They are in force today.